This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Local nurseries, tree farms, and small lots to help out various nonprofits are filled with Fraser firs, balsam, pine, and spruce trees. You learned all about the different types yesterday when we talked about tree selection. Today is about caring for your fresh tree. It's best if you first know where you'll place your tree so you can measure the area. You may think you're good at eyeballing it, but once that baby's in the house, you do not want to cut it. Seriously, friends did this. Their tree was way too large for their home. Let's just say that this nightmare involved a chainsaw indoors. They were cleaning up after that for years. On to other items to keep in mind as you consider where to place your tree. Keep your fresh tree away from heat registers, radiators, computers, fireplaces, space heaters, and any other heat source. All of these will increase evaporation, which causes moisture loss, needle drop, and can create a possible fire hazard. You know where you're going to put your tree. Now you need a gallon-sized water stand that's big enough to fit your tree and filled with warm water ready and waiting. Before bringing your beauty into the house, take a half-inch straight cut off the bottom of the trunk to reopen the tree to take up water. This is an important step to keep your tree healthy and fully able to take up water. Some nurseries will do this for you. Christmas trees love to drink. If the water level drops below the fresh cut, it will reseal and your tree won't be able to take up the water. Check the level daily. And don't add anything to the water. One old adage had people putting sugar in the water. It does nothing but attract the dog, the cat, and curious kids. Research has shown that plain old tap water is best. When I was a kid, Mom always put on her Gene Autry Christmas album while we decorated the tree. Find all the information you need on my website, gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.